In CI News this week, psychiatrists warn that a shortage of consultants could render Kim Leadbeater's latest fix to her assisted suicide bill unworkable. The Christian Institute cautions Stormont that changes to Northern Ireland's equality laws may have unintended consequences for religious liberty. And Holyrood hears of God's unfailing love. Hello, welcome to CI News on the 21st of February. I'm Rhys Curnow. Two eminent psychiatrists have warned that staff shortages in the profession could render Kim Leadbeater's latest attempt to rescue her assisted suicide bill unworkable. Last week, the backbench MP sought to fix her controversial bill by replacing her so-called ultimate safeguard, involving the approval of a High Court judge, with a decision made by a three-member panel comprising a social worker, lawyer, and psychiatrist. But Professor Alan House and Professor Gareth Owen have argued there are too few NHS psychiatrists to make it work. Drawing on the results of a Royal College of Psychiatrists membership survey on assisted suicide, Leadbeater claimed there are several thousand psychiatrists ready to serve on panels, a claim hotly disputed by Professor House. In a profession that cannot fill a quarter of consultant jobs, he seriously doubted psychiatry has the capacity to meet Leadbeater's expectations, a concern echoed by Professor Owen. There is a difference between being open to this work in theory and the capacity to take it on. Consultants have busy NHS job plans already, and there are going to be new workforce demands, including the increased role for consultants in the revised Mental Health Act. The Christian Institute has warned Stormont that consolidating existing equality laws is fraught with difficulty and must be handled with caution to avoid undermining religious liberty. Northern Ireland Policy Officer James Kennedy reminded the Committee for the Executive Office of the rich heritage of freedom of belief in the province and urged its members to treasure and guard it.
We would be comparing and compiling swathes of legislation written across several decades with complex jurisprudence to be considered and trying to make it all fit together without losing anything. Add to that the desire of many stakeholders to amend the equality provisions to address perceived gaps. And I would suggest that what you've got is a very significant and very complex undertaking indeed.
The Institute's in-house solicitor, Sam Webster, outlined the importance of proceeding with caution.
I'm sure when Fair Employment and Treatment Order was passed in 1998, nobody ever envisaged the Ashton's Baking Company case ending up at the Supreme Court. Did anyone think of the implications for freedom of expression? And all we're saying is caution needs to be exercised, because why should the citizen have to go all the way up to the UK Supreme Court in order to get the law clarified, in order to defend his or her rights to freedom of expression or religious freedom, and spend £300,000 to do that?
A bill to scrap Christian assemblies in non-faith schools has failed to secure government support. Debated at second reading in the House of Lords, the Education Assemblies Bill was put forward by the Lib Dem peer Baroness Burt, the vice-chair of the all-party parliamentary humanist group and patron of Humanists UK. Education Minister Baroness Smith saw no need to amend the current legislation on collective worship. Despite Britain's increasingly diverse religious landscape, Christianity remains the principal religion. Shadow Education Minister Baroness Barron warned against unravelling the Judeo-Christian values that underpin our culture. The bill is unlikely to succeed without government support. And finally, the Scottish Parliament has been told that death and disease cannot separate Christians from God's everlasting love. Adrian Ferguson of Perth Gospel Hall warned MSPs at Holyrood's Time for Reflection that one day everyone's wealth, power and influence will be forgotten. But he contrasted this truth with the story of how his late mother knew that dementia could never steal her faith in Jesus.
While disease can separate us from memories, the Bible continues to declare, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." God's love never runs out. 1 week after my mother's death, I conducted her burial service, and my text was John chapter 11, verse 35, which simply says, "Jesus wept." Jesus wept at the graveside. He does not stand aloof, distant, or unreachable. Rather, he offers us hope, salvation, and peace. His death and resurrection paid the price required for mankind to be forgiven from our sins. Surely this is a peace that we all need today. When all is stripped away, a frail old lady declared a timeless truth. I have Jesus in here, and they can't take that away from me. Jesus within is what matters the most.
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.